cold front is working its way southeast of Albany this afternoon. Clearly, it's not as warm as yesterday when we had some record highs across our area, but it's still plenty mild across the region this afternoon. Now, south of Albany, it's still quite warm. In fact, some areas reached the 80-degree mark this afternoon south of Albany, and the rest of us are dealing with temperatures that are still well above average for this time of year. I tell you, we have some major changes coming over the next couple of days. Arguably right now, it feels more like, say, September than mid to late October. But by this weekend, things will chill down across the region. It'll have more of a November-like feel. And there's even the potential for some accumulating snow across the higher elevations of the North Country as the weekend moves along. So get ready for a chill down that will arrive here over the next few days. But for now, things are still quiet, and we'll keep it quiet through the night, though it will be cooler than the past couple of nights, with low temperatures running in the 40s and 50s. Some areas of fog are possible, with clouds beginning to increase. Now, tomorrow, we're watching a cold front that right now is working its way through the Great Lakes, and it's going to take a couple of days to work across New York State into New England on Thursday and Friday. So we have a cold front coming through and an area of low pressure that will ride along that front. So that's going to bring us the chance for some much-needed rainfall. Now, during tomorrow, the best chance for rain, steadier rain, will be areas north and west of the capital region. For the rest of us, there's the chance for at least some showers at times. Unsettled weather continues into Friday with showers likely, maybe some periods of rain. And then on Saturday, as that front works its way off to the east, it's going to really intensify as low coming out of the tropics will likely interact with the storm. And I'm not talking about a hurricane or anything like that here, but there's the potential that this developing low, as it works its way to our east and kind of curves back to the north, is going to bring in a lot of gusty, cool winds over the weekend. And that's where we have that shot at seeing some accumulating snow, mainly in the higher elevations. More on that in the coming days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with rain likely, cooler, high 56 to 62. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, cooler, high 56 to 62. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some showers likely, cooler, high 56 to 62. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, highs in the 50s and 60s. And on Saturday, a mix of clouds and some sun with a chance of rain showers and snow showers in the northern mountains, windy and much cooler with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.